right there in London at the Chatham House when President Buhari was campaigning. He said, "What is the difference between me and those who elected us to represent them? Absolutely nothing. Why should Nigerian president not fly with other Nigerians publicly? Why do I need to embark on a foreign trip as a president with a huge crowd with public funds? Why do I need to go for foreign medical trip if we cannot make our hospitals functional?" He made that speech on the 21st of February, 2015. Since then, this same man has spent over 200 days using public money to treat himself. Since he became president, the only thing that has improved in Nigeria is the health of the president himself.
The state takes care of a president when the president is indisposed. In this case, the president is seeking routine medical attention, as the government said. Why is it wrong?
It is wrong because when he was campaigning, he promised that he will never, ever travel abroad for medical treatment. Since he has been traveling abroad, the so-called anti-corruption fighter has refused to tell Nigerians how much of public money he has used. He has refused to tell Nigerians, as a public servant, the nature of his illness. It is wrong because he borrowed $300 million to fight malaria in 2018. We have not seen the result of that money.
It is not customary in Africa and by extension in Nigeria to have the ailment of the president broadcast to the masses. Why should this be different?
This is different because there is a huge budget for the presidential hospital known as the Asoro Clinic Hospital right there in Abuja. Billions have been spent in that hospital, and the wife of the president categorically told Nigerians that there is no syringe in the hospital. What does a president need to stay in the UK for 2 weeks for, just for medical checkup?
What does this protest seek to convey? And do you think your objective will be achieved with this series of protests you've planned beginning Friday?
We are not just protesting. We are also writing to the UK government that they must immediately begin the process of banning Nigerian president and the ministers and those holding public offices from seeking medical attention in the United Kingdom, because the entire budget of the Federal Republic of Nigeria is being borrowed.